Hello, listeners.
Hello.
We are so glad you're back.
No.
Because we're glad that... What?
No, we're glad we're back.
We're glad you're back.
No, we're glad we're back.
We're glad we're back.
Yeah, and you're glad we're back.
I'm glad you're back.
The listeners are glad that we're back.
Yeah.
Everyone's glad that everyone's back. How about that?
All right, and here we are. Another episode of the Compost Conversation. Season...
Something.
Thanks, Sylvie.
It's a season.
Yeah, it's another season, and we started off strong, and then we had to take a break, and then we're back again. Finally here.
We didn't mean to take off a break. We didn't mean to. Obviously, the last episode that we did was on the 7th, so the first Sunday in
the new year,
and then so we did that one, and then we were like, we should be good the rest of the time. And then Madison was like, oh, maybe not, because I'll be gone next week. And sure enough, she was gone. However, she did make her triumphant return Sunday night. However, we were not able to do the podcast Sunday. So, it's been almost 2 weeks, really a full week, since we've been doing this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 2 weeks. 1 week. I don't know. It's been
We just missed 1 week.
Yes. We missed 1 week. So 2 weeks ago, we did a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a lot to catch up on.
Not really.
Somewhat. Because here's the thing. Guys, y'all know us. We live in M-Town, the 901, Memphis, Tennessee. We're born and raised here.
Well, I wasn't.
Well, you weren't. It doesn't matter. I was born and raised here.
Oh, okay.
Every year, it does not fail that somewhere around the December to February, somewhere around that time, we will get snow.
Mostly now, January, February.
Yes. Now, our summers, or our falls extend into December's almost.
Yes.
Especially this year, because if y'all remember, we were giving you weather updates at the end of last year, and it was like 65 degrees on Christmas.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah, well, all that went away because this past week, starting on January 14th, that is a Sunday, last Sunday, all the way up until pretty much maybe Thursday. Yeah.
I feel like we got more on Friday.
Maybe.
Probably all week.
Yeah, pretty much all week. It was snowed, iced, rained,
freezing
fog,
like everything.
Like it got down to the negatives. It hasn't gotten above freezing since
before last Sunday. Yeah,
since the 13th of January.
Yeah.
And so we've been snowed in. Pretty much locked in our house. I wouldn't say completely locked in. Madison, however, she could probably say locked in.
Yeah.
But for me, I guess I'll start, as I just alluded to, we have been snowed in. We have had snow since January 14th, and it is stuck, and there's still snow, and the ice is still on the roads. It's still a lot of slickness going on. It's been crazy, but Monday was Martin Luther King Day, so I was out. You were already out, so that day was already a wash for us since... You know, it was a holiday, and so we didn't really plan on doing much that day. However, Tuesday, my work was closed.
Yep.
Your work was closed.
Yep.
And we just stayed home.
Yep.
Stayed home pretty much all day. Wednesday, my work was like, hey, we'll open up late and close early. We were like, okay. Well, that was just goofy on them because it was just the slowest, dumbest day. Madison, your school also closed off. Actually, your school said on Monday that y'all would be closed Tuesday, Wednesday. They already went ahead and made that decision on Monday.
Yeah, so then we had to wait for confirmation for Thursday, and then we had to wait for confirmation on Friday.
Mm-hmm, because you were out both of those days.
Yeah, I've been out for 5 days now.
Yep, she's been out a whole week. She has not gone back to work since January the 12th. Yeah, which is crazy.
And I won't go to work tomorrow either.
Yeah, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But,
Wednesday you went to work for a little bit for that goofy time.
Yep, goofy time. Then they said, hey, all day Thursday is going to be normal hours. No worries about it. Just come in normal. Well, guess what happened Thursday morning, Madison?
What happened?
Freezing rain.
Oh, I love that.
All morning. All morning freezing rain happened. And sure enough, I did not go well.
You went for a little
bit. I went for my normal. I got there at 8:30. My mom picked me up because I had a flat tire. So all
it's been chaos.
Yeah, it's been crazy here. But I had a flat tire on my passenger side. So my mom took me to work. She actually took me to work on Wednesday as well. So Wednesday, Thursday, shout out to Debbie. She took me into work. And we closed early because it was just looking bad. Like, roads were terrible. It was already raining, misting. It wasn't going to get any worse. And by the time we got off, it was already dark and then refreezing. So, like, we were like, nah, we're closing at 3. So, at 3 o'clock, we left, came home. Friday, I decided not to go into work because guess what? I didn't have a car. Mom could have taken me, but there was confusion and miscommunication on that end. And so, she was unable to take me. So, I was off Friday. Still with a flat tire.
Yep.
You were off Friday.
Yep.
No work, no school.
Nope.
Saturday, we actually got out.
We tried, and I was a nervous wreck.
Yes.
The whole time.
Yes.
I just wanted to go lay in my bed again. I was, because I had been doing that for a whole week, and so trying to get out was chaos. There were so many people, and ice, and cars, and things that were open, things were not that were open. I mean, it was just like chaos. I didn't know how to be a human anymore. Like, I wanted to go back home.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'm glad we got out just to get a little bit of fresh air because we were stuck inside pretty much all week. And so it was nice to get out, just kind of refresh.
We haven't even played in the snow. Mm-hmm. We let our dog Storm run around for a little while every now and then, but we didn't even play in it.
No, and I wasn't about to because it would have been freezing.
It was cold.
But honestly, we missed our chance because even if we did, we should have done it like
Monday, Tuesday.
Monday,
yeah,
because everything else just turned to ice afterwards.
Yeah, like it was a soft, pillowy snow
that
you could also build a snowman with, but it was like soft. And then everything, we had like freezing rain and stuff. So then everything, all of it just got compacted and icy.
Yeah, it was not fun. No. And then today, Sunday.
Everything's about the same.
Everything is about the same.
A little more melting, but not a lot.
The snow or the ice is starting to melt because it is starting to get warmer out. Yeah, it was basically the same. Back roads, I should say, are just terrible.
Yeah. Main roads are great, but you have to get to the main roads. Mm-hmm.
And that's where it gets...
Yeah. Yeah. We had a pipe burst in our school.
That is... Yes, yes. Yeah. And that is why she is out.
Yeah. But also, my...
The school system
that I'm in... It, called out anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean it's just so bad. I mean, school buses can't drive on these back roads to pick up kids. Like, it's just, it does not save. So definitely
I can see both sides of the coin on why people think you should go back, but I also can definitely see why you shouldn't go back.
Oh, yeah.
Just because the roads are so bad and they just, I mean, even getting to our street, we have multiple times fishtailed and kind of lost control of our vehicle.
Every time that I've been out on the road so far since Sunday, which has been Sunday when I came home, it was icy. And then when we went out yesterday for groceries and then today for dinner. Like, that's the only times I've been out. And every time we have fishtailed.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's dangerous for sure. Today, Sunday... Again, my tire was flat. Thought we pumped all the air back into it.
But there's a leak.
But there is a leak. And so, shout out to my dad and my brother. They went ahead and fixed it and put the spare on it. And now it's good to go. And now it's drivable because guess who has work? Regular work.
You.
Yeah. So, regular work for me starting tomorrow. You know what else starts tomorrow, Madison? And we'll go until Saturday.
What?
Rain.
Oh.
But, here is the but. It is going to be in the 40s to 60s this week.
Okay.
By Friday, it'll be in the 60s. Tomorrow, it'll be in the low 40s, higher 30s. So, not freezing.
We're going to put away our sweaters and start wearing t-shirts again.
I don't know about that. But, yes, it will be... It will be a wet week going, you know.
Lovely.
Happening. But that's pretty much what we've been doing. However, I want to go through something, Madison, because we talked about this in the car. And I just, again, wanted to throw this out here. What day, give me the dates that we were stuck inside.
The 15th. Through the 20th.
So a whole week, right?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Plus two that I watched by myself.
Well, together.
Together, 9.
Together, Madison and I watched 9 movies in 1 week.
Can you tell that we were snowed in?
Yeah. In 1 week, we watched 9 movies.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. One new one that came out in 2024, but the rest of them, we saw Barbie again. Lyft was the one, the new one that we saw. It was on Netflix. Barbie we had rewatched. Trolls 3 we had rewatched. That came out last year. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Some newer ones that we both have never seen.
Oh, Birds of Prey, we rewatched.
We rewatched Birds of Prey. But new ones that we saw were The Invitation.
Yeah.
That one was, I gave a 2 out of 5. Not how I wanted it to go.
No.
The Prince of Egypt we watched simply because Madison is going through her devotion this week. And it was talking about Moses. And we were like, yo, there's a nice animated movie that we want to watch. Let's go ahead and watch it. So what did we do? We went ahead and watched it. Another one that is based off of a book, and it is called The Woman in the Window. Very
That's a good one.
Psychedelic, I guess.
Psychological.
Psychological,
movie.
Thank you. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. Love and Monsters is another Netflix.
That was cute.
It was a cute movie. A different take on what an apocalypse would be like if the world was stupid.
It's not zombies.
We'll say that. And then... your favorite movie of all time, I think, or
the
one
Lorax.
Of yours. We watched The Lorax, which I had never seen.
Yeah.
So it was good.
My favorite.
It was good.
Oh, we did my Lego flower bouquet.
Yes, we did on Christmas. My parents got her a Lego flower bouquet, which are really cool, to be honest with you. They're just like a bouquet of flowers, but Legos. Mm-hmm. And so we watched a movie, ate dinner, and... put that together. That was fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else we did pretty much. Oh! This one touches my heart dearly. Madison has become a gamer.
I am not a gamer. Quit saying it.
Madison has become a gamer, and
I'm
very proud of her.
I am someone who just plays games sometimes.
Nope. So, pretty much throughout the week, we've been trying to do some stuff, you know, that not to get bored. So, I broke out the Nintendo Switch, and I put it... Actually, it's been in our bedroom for a couple weeks now, but we didn't really play it. And then all of a sudden, we started playing it, and we played Mario Kart. We played some Mario Party. I played some other games that I had. She watched. We just, you know, had a good old time. So then when we broke out of hibernation on Saturday, we went to Target. And we walked by the Nintendo Switch aisle to look at the all the variety of games that they have there, and we saw one on a demo on one of the demo consoles that you can play. And Madison stopped her cart, stopped walking, started playing it. Played it for a good five-ish minutes, and I could tell that she was enamored with it and she was hooked. And so I said, do you like the game? And she said, uh-huh, I like it. And I was like, do you want to get it? And she kind of looked at me and I said, go ahead, grab the QR code. So she grabbed it, we bought it, and she's been playing it for a while now. Just a little bit, a couple hours here and there. And then Saturday night, we were sitting there and we were like, I wonder what other games we can we can play or whatever. And so we looked on the Nintendo shop, and sure enough, we both like Legos and we both like Star Wars. And sure enough, there is a Lego Star Wars game on the shop. And so we downloaded Lego Star Wars and we played that for a few hours last night. And so my lovely wife, who I just love so dearly, is now a gamer.
I'm not a gamer.
You say that, but I guarantee you, when you're out for the foreseeable future of work, you will be a gamer.
I got stuff, movies, books to read. I've been reading.
You did.
And Nintendo. I like to do it all.
She likes to do it all, but I guarantee you, when she'll spend most of her time playing that Kirby game, which is a lot of fun, I will say. She's going to enjoy it. But speaking of books, you did finally get the next book in one of your sagas that you've been reading.
I did. It
just the last book that you read of this series, or this saga, I guess I could call it that, you finished it in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, and I had to wait until just a few days ago for the book to be released.
And she finally got it. So she is...
That was one of the reasons why we got out of the house.
Yeah.
I was like, I need this book.
Yeah, so she is super excited. I again, guys, I don't know if you know me. I've probably said it to you personally, but I'm going to tell you guys this. I'm very proud of Madison in her, like, recent, I guess, since last spring, really. Almost a year now. Yeah. She has been just book crazy. And she's read a ton of books. She's gotten some series completed. She's into a couple of sagas going on, different variety of books. And I would have never guessed that in, like when we got married, I would have never guessed that I would have bought you a book as a surprise.
Yeah.
But while you were in Nashville, I bought her a book as a surprise, and she was very taken back from it because, again, When we started dating, reading was not. I don't want to say it was not in our like, you know, hobby list, but it definitely was on the low tier. And now I would say it's like one of the top.
Oh yeah.
So she
just gotta find what you like.
Yeah. So she's been reading a lot, and I'm very, very happy for her. Our book shelf that we bought is now very, very large, and we might be looking to buy another one just because it is getting filled up. But hey, that just means that she loves what she's doing, and I can only be, you know, proud and supportive of her.
You're so sweet.
I love seeing it. So, you know what I realized too, Madison?
What did you realize?
When we were talking on the 7th.
The 7th?
Yeah, when we were talking on this podcast on the 7th.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, and it's all coming back to me, I remember saying that we probably weren't going to record on the 14th, which we didn't.
No.
And I said, however, the end of our January is like we're doing nothing, because nothing is on our schedule.
Yeah.
That is true.
Very much.
Except you probably won't be, you will be stuck at home, probably for a good bit.
We don't know how big the damage was.
Well, yes, that is true.
I mean, I could go back Tuesday.
I mean, you probably will, if I'm being honest. Tuesday will probably be the day they'll give you an option, I can guarantee you. They'll say, can you or can you not? Depending on how the roads are, we'll see, obviously. And it's weird because, like, not everyone lives on a back road. Some people live where they can get right on the road, so they're like, yeah, I can get into work, easy. But for us, our back roads hardly get in. I mean, the sun's got to be at a certain angle for a certain time. And so, like, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday at the best, you'll probably go back. But that also depends on how bad the damage is from the water leak. If that pipe, like, really burst and it like, soaked everything, I mean, they're going to have to do construction. You don't want the kids to be, like, it's just a lot of, you know, going into it. So, you never know. You never know what's going to happen.
I don't know. But literally February starts next week. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
February next week.
Yeah.
That's fine. It gets me closer to the beach.
Okay.
I'm ready for the beach now.
You're missing just a day before then, but that's cool.
Just one?
I mean, a couple days, but I mean.
Just a couple days?
Yeah.
No. Beach now.
Well, I don't know about all that. Beach Valentine's now. Day is next.
Well, yes.
So
it's in a couple weeks.
Yep, 3 weeks.
So what you gonna get me?
I don't know.
Oh. Am I supposed to get you a present? Do you need a present?
What?
Do you want a present?
It's up to you.
What do you want?
I don't know. It's up to you.
Oh, okay. You tell me that, you're not getting nothing.
Okay, what do you want? Exactly.
Another book.
No, wow. Okay. But we do have something coming up on the 27th. That is the Batcave and our podcast.
Why is that not written down?
I don't know. The Batcave and our podcast Beyond the Batcave is hosting another trivia night. We had one in 2023. I can't remember when in 2023. Fall time, I think. I can't remember. It's been a while, but we are redoing that. Having a bunch of fun with that. It's going to be 5 rounds and prizes on each round. And it's just going to be a blast. And we cannot wait for that. It'll be so much fun. I know it is a little bit of ways away, but May 4th this year, the Batcave and our podcast, Beyond the Batcave, is hosting our very first and this is a very new thing for me, and I am very excited. We are hosting our own Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It's a resume builder right there. It's called Beyond Con. There is a ton of people that are going to be there as guests and vendors and artists. Mackenzie, our very own Mackenzie, who you've heard on the podcast, she is going to be there selling some of her artwork that she has handmade. We all love Scooby-Doo, Scrappy-Doo, and Shaggy. Well, the voice of Scooby-Doo, Scrappy-Doo, and Shaggy will be at Beyond Con. Scott Innes, he will be at Beyond Con. If you have seen the newer Disney movie Haunted Mansion, or if you've played Red Dead Redemption 2, Creek Wilson will be one of the guests attending there.
Wait, who's that?
He's an actor.
Oh, so I saw him?
I mean, I don't know. Did you watch Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, then yes.
At my parents' house.
Then yes. You saw him.
Okay.
He will be at Beyond Con as well. A bunch of other local artists, some local comic book artists, 901 Wrestling, who is a wrestling promotion here in Memphis, they will be there as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm super excited. If you want tickets, just hit us up. We can give you some tickets.
Yeah.
And you get to see us. That's the best part about it.
Of course.
That's because we'll be hosting it.
Yep.
We'll be walking around. Madison will be doing her thing. Maybe in costume. We don't know yet.
We got time to decide.
Yes. Just walking around in our costumes, possibly. Just checking on everybody. There's going to be a bunch of panels. And I think I can say this. I don't know if I can.
Why are you going to say it?
Well, it's a teaser. Every hour, Madison, that the con is going on, a prize will be given away.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Every single hour.
How cool.
So you have a chance to win something.
Very nice.
And there will be panels. One panel that we have that I think some people might be excited for is how to break into the comic book world as an artist or as a writer, because we have not one, not two, but 3 comic book, maybe even 4 comic book artists who are local and writers who are local, and they will have their own booth talking about how they stepped into this world of comic books. And then, not to brag or anything,
JT, this podcast is not promoting.
No, we are promoting. This is, yes. To finish it all off, honestly, Beyond the Batcave podcast will have a live podcast with live audience.
Oh, how cool.
Yep.
That's exciting.
So we will be doing a live podcast where anybody can come in, ask us questions, talk to us, hang out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. But we're super excited. And if you are interested, please let us know. We can get you tickets. They're not expensive.
Not expensive at all.
Talking like $8.
Yeah.
Oh,
but if you,
sorry,
oh,
I forgot about this one thing, and it's really cool because I've never seen a con do this during the Comic-Con, like during it, a scavenger hunt. that you get to play once you go, once you get into the con.
Hmm. That sounds fun.
And I'm talking about, like, go find...
Am I going to be able to do all this stuff since I'm working it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We want you to have fun as well.
I
want to
have fun.
We all will have fun. So hit us up if you're interested in BeyondCon May 4th.
If you want to find us on Twitter or X and let us know, we can definitely hit you up with tickets. You can find us at... CZPodcast_22. I may have forgotten it.
She did forget it. You haven't been on Twitter in like a while. Wow, that's crazy. Okay. Well, that will do it from us, guys. Again, we're back.
We're back.
For the foreseeable future.
We're back. Until something else happens.
Yep, until something else happens. But
we're here, I promise.
Mm-hmm. But until then, guys, thank you for joining, and we will see you next time.